The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel offers us a very beautiful reading to read, a beautiful reading to listen to, but a reading that is very challenging and difficult to live. Jesus is approached by a scribe or a Pharisee today, one of the scribes, and asked a question. I don't think the question is asked as a trap or to trip up Jesus. It's not, Jesus isn't trying to be described as and try to trap Jesus. But Jesus recognizes in him genuine love. The scribes and Pharisees often get a bad name. They're seen to be over the top. But for many, they were good keepers of the way they had been taught. They wanted to keep the laws that God had given them, but could not maybe distinguish between the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, which led them into punishing people. The commandments that they were given were turned into 613 laws. Today, Jesus narrows it down to two very central laws that they would have been familiar with from the book of Deuteronomy and from Leviticus. That call to love God alone and to love neighbor as self. If those two commandments are lived, all the other commandments would naturally fall into place. We're living at weeks across our state where love of God and love of neighbor as self are of central importance. The sad events in Minnesota have drawn our attention to our need to care for everyone equally, to care with a love that sees no color. Lord, help us as your family members. Help those who make our laws. Help those who deliver justice to hear those commandments that we love God and that we love our neighbor as ourselves. Those are the central commandments that Jesus picks out today. And if we can live with those, all other commandments, all other laws will fall into place. Lord, guide our steps in these days and weeks.